Welcome to Mastering Life's Adventures, an educational podcast about tapping into your true self, the soul, your soul, the substance of your life, to discover what life's ups and downs are really about, and how to have a greater sense of purpose, peace, joy, and fulfillment. I am Dr. Judith Holder, your host, coach, psychologist, fellow seeker who enjoys diving into the connections between spirituality, psychology, wellness, and your everyday life's adventures. All preparing and polishing you like the facets of a magnificent diamond to be your best self. If you're craving more from your life, you are in the right place. Come, let's journey together and transforming what you know into who you really are. Mastering Life's Adventures begins now.
Hi, I'm back. I'm back to talk about, in a part two here, about what happens that we don't praise others, which was in part one. And part two is I want to talk more about these simple keys to soul progress and the power of praise. To understand that praise is a victorious quality of the Christ, of Jesus, of Atman, of your holiness that exists within you, of God, that is that precious gem or spark or spirit spark that ignites and starts to expand and grow through your praising of not only other people and the Christ that exists within them, and also of the praising of the Lord, of God, of the goodness that comes into your life, and the goodness that you start to tag, name, and express to God and giving Him the glory for what's occurring in your life. And even in those dark clouds that happen, the curveballs that happen in our lives, there's some goodness that happens there. Because I believe that those who are walking a spiritual path, they will have these curveballs, and some of them can be pretty intense and pretty fast balls that come our way. But by leaning on Him, we can get through it. And we can still give God the glory and praise God for the smallest things in that situation that seem to be horrific or terrible in our lives that have happened. And we don't realize that when we are able to praise other individuals, it strengthens them in ways in which we may not be even aware of. And I'm going to talk about a couple of those, maybe four or five things that praise does and helps with in the human condition that we find ourselves in living on planet Earth. But just as a quick summary, what I talked about in the first episode of looking at this issue around praise and why not praise others, we talked about maybe in something anywhere from 10 to 11 reasons why that happens. And you go back and listen to that episode and you can think about it. I put it into a mental, emotional, and physical reasons that may happen or why we do not praise. You may look at it in from a different light. I'll be curious if that's the case. But in this episode, we're talking about the power of praise and how it allows for your soul to continue to grow and to advance and to step over some of these things that happen in our worlds. And when we are able to praise God for those things that are not so great that happens to us, then somehow God gives us the healing or gives us the illumination or gives us the understanding through that illumination or gives us a greater sense of what we need to do next in our life. That indirectly, it's as if it gives us divine direction and what we want to focus on and what's important to us. When we're able to praise other individuals, the first thing that helps is self-esteem. We're helping other individuals to know that there is a genuineness and a meaningfulness in what we see in the qualities of who they are. And so it boosts their self-confidence. It validates maybe something that they kind of know about the efforts or the abilities or the gifts that they have, and you're confirming it for them. And that's a good thing. It reinforces the positive view that they will have of themselves or how they go about playing that piano or working on that project. It strengthens them and giving them the confidence. We all do need, we're still in the human condition, to build that sense of self-worth. Especially children need it. Adolescents need it. Everyone from adolescence on up to 80, 90, 100 years, however old, we do need it. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to be genuine in our praise to help us to build that self-esteem, which I believe then moves in when you're walking in a spiritual path to that more self-Christic awareness of who you are and what God has given to you as your gifts and talents. It also helps people to know that they are seen. It validates that, yes, people see these talents that I do have. It confirms those talents. It's as if it brings it into this arena of appreciation, noticeability, and also allows them to anchor in that Christic esteem of who they really are. And can always go back to knowing that other people saw this in me. I know it's there, and now it's confirmed. So it solidifies it in a positive way within them. Also, the reason why we want to praise other individuals, especially children, but as I said, it can be from childhood to adulthood, you know, to seniorhood. I know some seniors, you may not like to hear that, but more maturehood, I will say then, is motivation. It serves as like a powerful motivator and encouraging people to continue to strive for excellence and to pursue whatever goals and directions they want to pursue. It's as if it's motivating to the soul and allowing the soul to say, yes, I'm doing it. I'm moving in the right direction. Think about it from this perspective. When individuals receive recognition for their accomplishments, they are more likely to feel motivated to continue along their path and maybe to exceed their performance from past things that they've done at work or in their own hobbies or in their own personal goals that they may have for themselves. It actually acts a motivator. And when we don't praise other individuals, it can demotivate people, especially people who really are more externally motivated for by doing certain things. And we all have some of these qualities in us, and we want to be recognized. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to continue to pursue. So why not help to motivate people by seeing the goodness in them and helping them to have that enthusiasm for the work that they do or any pursuits that they're engaged in. Now, the next is probably very common, and you can say, yeah, I can see that automatically, but we have to realize praise is helpful in many ways at the mental, emotional, physical, spiritual levels within us. So at the emotional level, praise helps with emotional well-being. It helps us to be able to feel as if we are contributing to a sense of belonging, a sense we're feeling a sense of acceptance, and on our interaction with other individuals, this social connection of positivity and calmness and feeling we connect in particular ways. And this is the quality that people are looking for when this emotional well-being is, we do that praise and that recognition by others and by ourselves and people that are around that individual, who it may be, it really does contribute to their sense of well-being. Their sense of, as I said, positivity, positively connected them to their own anchor within themselves or the activities that they're engaged in, and therefore it reduces for that individual and sometimes even for ourselves feeling of isolation, being unappreciated, being undervalued, which is happening a lot in workplaces. People don't feel appreciated. They don't feel valued. They feel that no one really recognizes what they do. And it's more this mentality of, well, it was expected of you to do. It was expected for you to do it that way. It was expected for you to do a great job. Well, it may be the expectation, but it shouldn't take away from the praise that we give to individuals who are doing a super duper job. It allows them to want to continue to do a super duper job. Then the next piece, besides the emotional well-being and the motivation and the self-esteem that I just finished talking about, is the sense of purpose. It's as if praise can affirm the individual's sense of purpose and direction and contribution and reinforcing the value of their efforts and the impact that they may have other individuals that are around them, and other people feel that positive impact. And so it gives them a sense of, yes, I'm moving in the right direction. We all need guideposts along the way to know that we're moving in the right direction. What we're doing is purposeful. So that feeling of appreciation and contribution, what it instills, what it can instill, is a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction. It can help to have this enhancing ability to give us a greater sense of meaning. And when we don't have it, we don't have that sense of meaning, or not having that sense of praise and acknowledgement, then that's when people struggle. Sometimes are not able to see the goodness that exists within them. And then we move them into greater feelings. Maybe there's not a lot of purpose in life and a purpose in the things that I'm doing. And this is so true for adolescents. Praise is a gift you give to your adolescent son and daughter. And you give to everyone because it also anchors in them the God sense of purpose. The God sense that there is meaning to their life. That God did not put them on this planet to do nothing. Everyone has a purpose and a direction. Doesn't mean we always know what that is, but through praise and appreciation and people helping them, adolescents, teenagers, teens, be aware of what they do well, what you can see in them, which they may not be able to see for themselves, is great. We need to do that. If you look in our society today, there's a lot of teens and adolescents that are wandering. They're wandering around trying to figure out what this living on planet Earth is all about. They see a lot of discord, a lot of callousness, and a lot of meaninglessness. So they experiment in different things. They experiment in drugs. They experiment in sex. They experiment with different types of connections and relationships that they have with their friends. And that's because they're wandering. How often have you given them, if you have adolescents in your world as parents, or you know of adolescents, teens, have you praised them for the good that you can see in them and what they're doing? Somehow, praise has moved out of the cool thing to do. But you know what? It is certainly the right thing to do if you're trying to raise spiritually gifted children, teens, and as adults, that we would want to do this. It's a part of God's kingdom to praise and give appreciation. Now, with all that being said, we move into another quality, which I just was kind of on the tail end of saying, is the spiritual fulfillment through the praise and appreciation. It impacts our soul, which I say is the substance of our life. It impacts us to really look at, as we're feeling that spiritual fulfillment, it gives us a greater understanding of the beliefs that we have, the values that we're emulating or carrying or expressing in our interactions with others. It is a way in which the Lord has given to us that the more we praise and praise Him in others, as I said earlier, and we praise Him in the goodness that we're doing in ourselves, it moves us away from the ego persona, which is about me, quote unquote, into the God awareness that is about Him and all that He has given to you and you can be able to give to others through your praise and appreciation of them. Because as that God that exists within them is the same God that exists within you. And it's the law of the one. The what we do to others will have an impact on what we do within ourselves. So praise, why not praise and give more of that? That it might not allow it to be contagious. And when we see the good and we're genuine in giving that recognition of the good, that is honoring God. That is then allowing the vibration, raising the vibration to positive, to awareness that God loves us. God appreciates who we are. God always wants us to work on ourselves and our psychology and making sure we're in attunement with the best of who we are. And those things that are not the best of who we are, then we work on. We start to, and not in a critical and a condemning way, but we work on them because we want to be pleasing in the eye, in the eyes of God. Acts of kindness and appreciation and recognition are often seen as manifestations of empathy, of compassion, of this interconnectedness that we can have with other individuals that are around us. And that's what the soul wants. It's this interconnectedness, this awareness of the anakarana of life, this awareness of this web that exists, that I'm a kind of a point on that web of network of energy. And as I vibrate that frequency of praise and appreciation, it vibrates to the whole network and the law of the one within your community, within your nation, within the planetary body. All this energy, which I'll talk about another time, but all this energy. So we want to make sure we're using our energy in the right way, in the most helpful way, and healthy way, and wise way. The more that we foster these acts of kindness and generosity, and the more that we praise, and from a genuine, authentic, deep level of awareness of what we see happening and going on with other people and around us, we realize that as we walk this spiritual path, it deepens a sense of spiritual connection and well-being. It deepens that awareness because we know that as we sing the praises of God, we're inviting God more and more into our life. And we don't realize simple things as I praise you, God, by day and by night for the goodness that you have brought into my life this day. To we do a prayer during the morning and the afternoon and the evening about what we can praise and give appreciation to. But sometimes what cuts us off from doing all that is we don't think we're worthy. Or we don't think God hears us. But that's not true. God hears all. If the issue is around worthiness, we have to work on that. We have to be willing to say what it is. And we ask God to show us, guide us, aid us to be worthy. What does that statement go? If you feel unworthy, then ask God to make me worthier still. Make me more and more and more worthy. Fill me with your grace. Fill me with your harmony. Fill me with your joy. Fill me with seeing the beauty in other individuals and let me sing thy praise. So sometimes you have to prime the pump. You have to prime the pump for yourself so that you are in attunement with giving that praise to God. Then you can be in attunement with how and when you need to praise others and give them the glory of what you see because we go back to the law of the one. That what we do for ourselves, we're doing for other individuals. And that's how God expands new dimensions of himself. That's how God becomes the awareness of himself in that person of who you see. Because you're seeing the goodness, the immaculate view of them. And that's what God wants. That's walking a spiritual path. That allows the soul gifted to continue to grow. The soul really thrives on praise, praising God, praising others, praising oneself, not from an egotistical point of view, not from an ego persona, is all about me type of view. No, it's from a humble, gracious understanding that what I praise in others, I actually am praising in myself. That which I see as negativity in others, I need to check it and see if some of that or a percentage of that, however small, may be within me. And I need to work on that. Because the more that we can purify our thoughts, our feelings, and our behaviors, the more it becomes that much pleasing, that much more pleasing to God. Something to think about. So go out there and praise the people around you in a sincere and uplifting way. And also praise the Lord that exists within you and around you. And sing praises. Make up songs of praise when you get up in the morning. And when you're feeling a little bit burdened through the day, lift it up to God and praise Him for all the goodness that He has in your life and all the goodness you wish Him to send to you in your life. And know that as you continue to walk a spiritual path, God is right there trying to help, trying to guide, trying to aid you. Something to think about. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining me for this episode on Mastering Life's Adventures, being your best self through soul evolution. If you have enjoyed what you've heard today, I would be delighted if you would share this episode with others, leave a thumbs up, and subscribe to my Mastering Life's Adventures podcast. Look forward to your joining the next episode. Please leave any comments or suggestions you might have below. Bye for now.